Well, bless you all this morning.
Welcome you to the house of the Lord. There's quite a few away this morning. And but praise the Lord. Our Lord is here. Eh? He's ever faithful. We should be happy for another opportunity to come before Him and to serve Him in this hour. And just really grateful for His faithfulness towards us. Let's just bow our heads and pray at this time. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before You, Lord, this morning. We come through Your precious blood, Lord, and Lord, before Your throne of grace, Lord, we come before You, Lord, and welcome You. Lord, just pray that You would come by Your sweet Holy Spirit, Lord, and minister, Lord, to Your children this morning, Lord. Give us what we have need of, Lord, and encourage, Lord, those that need an encouraging, Lord. Lord, touch the physical body, Lord, healing. Lord Jesus, this morning, Lord, we want to be in good health, Lord, and in good mind to serve You, Lord, this morning. In such an hour as this, Lord, and we give You all the praise and all the glory, Lord, for Your faithfulness, Lord, for answered prayer, Lord, and how You just, Lord, bring us along the way, Lord, that we wouldn't wander far from You, Lord, and You just bring us before You once again. And we commit all things into Your hands at this time, and those that might be listening in as well, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Just, you're going to have to sing nice and loud, and I'm missing my song starter. Sister Pauline usually starts me off on the right note, so we'll just go as we can. Let's sing number 271, Burdens Now Are Lighter.
Burdens now are lighter, brighter is my way. It is such a joy to walk with Him. When this journey here is all, I'll set my feet on Him. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, today I know I'm free. He is with me, and if I stay close to Him, save my danger, I will be. When my Jesus saved me, wash my sins away, cast them in the bottom of the sea. He picked me up and turned me around, set my feet on fire. Now I'm living, can be glad and free. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, today I know I'm free. He is with me, and if I stay close to Him, save from danger I will be.
Let's sing it all over again.
Burdens now are lighter, brighter is my way. It is such a joy to walk with Him. When this journey here is over, set my feet on Him. Eternity, your joy will just be. When my Jesus saved me, washed my sins away, cast them in the bottom of the sea. He picked me up, He turned me round, set my feet on higher ground. Now I'm broken, happy, glad, and free. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want that to be a reality this morning. Let's sing number 71. There's a river of life flowing out of me.
There's a river of life flowing out from me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Oh, praise and glory. free up for wear. Within my soul, spring up for wear. And make me whole, spring up for wear. And give to me that life abundantly. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Makes the leaves to walk and the blind to see. All winds breeze and all sets again.
Experience, praise the Lord. Let's sing number 309. This world is not my home.
This world is not my home. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the moon. The angels beckon me. From heaven's open door, I come home in this lonely home. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me. From heaven's open door, and I'm feeling home in this lonely home. They're all expecting me, and they're coming home. I wake up waiting as they live alone. Just over in glory land, we'll live eternally. There's saints on every hand, the shouting victory. The songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel it. Oh Lord, you
Praise the Lord. We know that heaven's our home, isn't it? Let's sing number 260. When the trump of the Lord shall sound.
When the trump of the Lord shall sound, then time shall be no more. When the morning breaks eternal violet veil. When the saved earth shall gather on the other shore. And the rollers go.
Let's sing number 397. Was there any items this morning? None at all? No. Just okay. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this one and then we'll sort it out.
When Jacob met the Lord upon that lonely night. And wrestled there alone until the morning light. He won a princely title to burden for the right. I wanted their kind no blessing. I want that full salvation to be known.
you may be seated at this time. Thank you, Sister Mel. Just as she's getting ready, just an announcement. Next week, the 20th, which is Sunday, there'll be the morning service. And then if I get this wrong, Brother Howard can correct it all up, a special sort of a lunch. And the afternoon service we'll have in here, but it'll just be singing and praise and worship and carols or something along those lines. So.
Just wait one moment, I'll introduce my Lord to you. I cannot say I know a lot of men of wealth and fame, yet I know the one who made the stars. He called them all by name. Well, I met this friend not long ago, and he made my life with you. And if you wait but for one moment, I'll introduce my Lord to you. I'll introduce you to this friend of mine. His name is Jesus, and he's with me all the time. Like I do. Just wait one moment, I'll introduce my Lord to you. The life I lived was meaningless, and I did that which was wrong. To me, life was a tragedy, heartache was a song. So happy. But he made that dream come true. And if you wait but for one moment, I'll introduce my Lord to you. I'll introduce you to
Amen. Praise the Lord.
For sure.
You probably didn't know, but my guitar's out of tune. And my tuner has disappeared from off the top of my guitar, which is always here. If somebody's misplaced that or found a little black thing which has a little screen on it, I'd really appreciate that very much because I need it. God bless you all. Thank you.
Hang on. Nico. Thank you, brother. Tatsu.
Your steadfast love extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness and reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like majestic mountains, and your wisdom like the depth of the sea, and you come to me, filling my heart with your loving kindness. I find my peace in the shadow of your wings. I eat my food from the abundance of your household, and I drink from the streams of rejoicing. You are my King. You are my King. Your steadfast love extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness and reaches to the clouds. It's like majestic mountains, and your wisdom like the depths of the sea, and you come to me, filling my heart with your loving kindness. I find my peace in the shadow of your wings. I eat my food from the abundance of your household, and I drink from the streams of rejoicing. You are my King. You are my King.
And join me in worship.
You are my King. And I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. And I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings, and I will lift my heart to worship you, my King. And I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. You are my King. You are my King. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Brother Tatu. Thank you, Nico, for helping. Need more young people who are wanting to serve the Lord. And thank you, Leah, for Leah's running the camera this morning, so it's one less thing that I have to do. We're just going to bring these prayer requests before the Lord. I'm just going to ask if Brother Lee wouldn't mind praying for these, and I'll just read them out. There's one here. Please pray. This is for my aunt, Hem Lada Ram. She is admitted to Auckland City Hospital. She is in ICU. She had a bypass surgery last week and went through complications. She doesn't have enough time, but I believe a miracle will be done. Please pray that she can be healed and come out of this pain that she is suffering. That's from Shireen Ram. And there's one. Please pray for Brother Abe of Vancouver, who has been taken to hospital via ambulance with a stroke. Brother Abe has been used for God and ministry of the Word of God. May the Lord also bless and comfort his family. And that's from Brother Paul Frangos. We'll just remember Brother Paul as well. Please pray for Keol, who has many multiple health issues and depression, that God will bring a total deliverance and spiritual touch. Thank you, Keol. And I'll remember to uplift Israel before the Lord and thank the Lord for many answered prayers. Was there any others this morning? Yeah, we'll remember Sister Shirley. She's not well at this time. Hey, we serve a living God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We'll just come through his blood. It's not our own righteousness or anything. It's everything that he's done. Thank you, Brother Lee.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know what we're missing in the church, just sitting down the back there because Paul and is away from the door, is children. We haven't got children here. We have some at times, and I was a kid once, but you know, when I was a young one, about like way back, 25 and that, there's a lot of children around. So let's invite kids as well as adults. Bring the whole families. Shall we pray? Precious Lord Jesus, we do love you from our heart. Each one of us knows how deep that is. And I just ask, is it a casual one? Is it a real love of God? Is it something where Jesus Christ is in each life, all day, all the time, every day? We do love you, Lord. We're here to worship you, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not just here in the auditorium, it's all those on the internet as well, wherever they are. If they want to join, they can just join in like that. Just know that they're praying. I don't know all the list of those that was read out, but you do, Lord. You didn't see the list, but you knew it even before the requests came. Lord, you're very real to every one of us and every family and every need, even though there's quite a number away today. Bless them wherever they are. May they be testimonies to the people that they're talking to and be a part of the family of God. Lord, I just know some that I've spoken to currently, and I just don't recall names, but I just pray for those people that they will consider what was said, and may they come into the family of God. I know this is true, Lord, because one time my family, my father and my mother, spoke to me about the Lord, and I took it lightly, and that I took it without understanding, and then it became a need. And then I realized it wasn't just some churchy thing. It was loving the Father of us all, Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you have a future for us, Lord. It is so very real, and the world does not realize how real it is. But, Lord, may we be a signpost for those that come into our presence, Lord, that we may say the thing that you want us to say. Bless the people that were read out that have a prayer request. particularly because they're asking. Thank you, Lord, for undertaking. May we look to see the answer to these prayers wherever we are, whatever it is. We know that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one and only Almighty God, and you're coming again for us soon. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Just stand and sing one more, and then I'll ask Brother Howard to come. Sing number 31, If You Know the Lord.
If you know the Lord, you'll need nobody else. Darkest night, you walk alone. You only need the Lord to see you are the hope that's right. Take time to
we don't want anyone else. We want all of him. Is that right, Brother Andrew?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Yeah, so the Lord is good. He is good. Praise God. And just reiterating about my little guitar tune, it's been there for many years on that guitar, and it shouldn't just disappear. It's been sitting there all the time, and if anyone knows where it is, I'd really appreciate it to be returned. If you can find it, that'd be really wonderful, because I need it. I can tune the guitar without it, but I like to be accurate. So if you could just find that, I'd really be grateful to you. Praise the Lord. Little things worry us. We get to glory, Brother Taz. We won't have to worry about these things. Everything will be in tune all the way home. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it's good to be here. There's a few away, as we know. Some are out of town. And we just pray God will bless us all. We just welcome everybody here. Last week, we had 450 people join the service. Now, that's views. Just amount of people that come here. So that's amazing. That might translate to over 1,000. Easy. So We're so grateful to have you all here, folks, and to be a part of the service. And may God bless you, and wherever you are, whatever country you're in. Who's glad to have the folks here? Amen. Amen. And we meet in the Spirit. So we pray that God will just quicken his word to us today in a very wonderful way. And I just pray that we'll be in the Spirit, to receive in the Spirit. There's two things required. One is the preacher's got to be in the Spirit, and the hearers are got to be in the Spirit, to hear by the Spirit. And I pray that God will quicken it to us in a wonderful way. I'm very croaky this morning. Thank you, Sister Merle. That's better. So I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from the 1 Kings chapter 11. This really struck me, and I pray it will strike you. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. You know, when I first read that, I couldn't believe it. You're going to find out something. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord, his God, as was the heart of David, his father. Now, this is a very revealing scripture. Let's read it again. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. You know why? He married heathens. He should have never done that. He is commanded not to marry outside of Israel. Now just let me put this in. Solomon was one of God's children. At the end of his life, he repented about this. And I believe he'll be there. But there's a real lesson for us all. His wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord, his God, as was the heart of David, his father. So may God bless the reading of his precious word. I want to speak about the heart of David. The heart of David. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning very grateful for the mercy and goodness of our Lord that keeps us day by day, hour by hour. Lord, we can't survive on this planet without you. There's so much confusion out there, Lord, so much unbelief. Lord, we just pray you'll keep us pure in heart, keep us devoted to thee, solely sold out to God. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'll speak to every heart here this morning, including mine, Lord. Make it live again in my heart, Lord. We just remember the saints who are joining with us around the world that you'll bless them too. And may we all just be found ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus. We commit this to you now in the name of Jesus for your glory, Lord. For your glory, we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. So as I said, this is a very searching thought, Brother Pessa. It is. Really is a searching thought. Because we all think of Solomon, the great Solomon, the wise Solomon, the rich Solomon, richest man the world has known, the wisest man. The world is known outside of our Lord Jesus Christ, of course. And it takes more than a natural blessing of God upon us. It takes more than the gifts of God given to us. It takes more than the gifts given to you. They're wonderful, but it takes more than that. We can even be anointed of God to do the work of God. But still, there is something that can be really missing that is very bad. Seriously missing. We need to have a total heart for God. Nothing else will pass. He wants all of you. So the wisest, the richest man in the world, Solomon, the world has ever seen. He was so wealthy, you can't even begin to imagine it. This is another level, even for today. All his ornaments, that in the palace, were pure gold. He is extremely wealthy. The whole world bowed down to Solomon. I want you to understand that Solomon had everything. He owned countries. He owned wonderful lands. He owned forests and cedars and all those things. It's all in the Bible. And he was tremendously blessed. And the reason for this was God granted Solomon this gift to rule Israel. Because the facts go, you read your Bible, because in the beginning, Solomon felt like a child. Right in the beginning, he felt, I can't rule this great people, Israel, Lord. I'm just a kid. I don't even know how to go in, and I don't know how to go out. Those are the words he used. I don't know how to present myself as a majesty. He said, Lord, I need your help. Would you help me? He humbled himself. That's a good starting point, brother and sister, is to humble ourselves before the Lord. So we see that God honored his request and gave him godly wisdom. This was a gift of God. It's an exceptional wisdom. And some of the examples we read in the Bible of, you know, a lady came in and she said, with another lady said, before Solomon said, this lady killed my baby. She rolled over on it and killed it in the night. And I want to have her baby. How would you like to answer that one? I wouldn't like to answer that, Brother Tess. That would be a real tricky one. But the wisdom of God was upon him. And the other lady said, no, it's my child, Solomon. It's my child. She says, not. It's mine. And these two women have an argument. And the Spirit of the Lord was on Solomon. He could see he couldn't settle it between them. He said, bring me a sword. Now, I wouldn't have thought of this. Bring me a sword. And I want you to cut this baby in half. And I want to give half to this lady and half to this lady. And the other lady said, yeah, yeah, that's fair. And the other lady said, no, no, don't do that. You give her the baby. And Solomon said, this is the mother. Isn't that wonderful? That's our Lord. You can't outreach his wisdom. Jesus, you know, when they questioned Jesus, the same thing they asked him questions and they just gave up. They said, we cannot compete against this wisdom. They stopped asking him questions. And brothers and sisters, when the Spirit of the Lord's upon you, he'll give you wisdom too. So I was really blessed that Solomon had that gift. And we see that God not only gave him wisdom, but we gave him riches and wealth. Excessive wealth. Excessive wealth. And he was probably the richest man in the world has seen. And God sent his priest, Zadok. Nathan the prophet was there too. And they anointed him king of Israel. We turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 23. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him, and all the princes and all the mighty men and all the sons likewise of King David submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. And the Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. So he has a pretty high place standing before the Lord. So we see Solomon was well established. Now I just want to think, we're not just talking about Solomon. Think of yourselves. God's blessed you and helped you. And he was well established in the will of God. The thing to remember is Solomon was sincere and willing to serve God. He really was. He was sincere. It's a good starting point to be humble before the Lord. He was genuine. So he had a very good start. And we cannot deny that Solomon was in a good position. However, it's prudent and wise to note that as good starts are important, how we finish is more important. So many start a good race and fall by the wayside. And Jesus said this in Luke 14:28. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest happily, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it. We're talking about people's walk with God. They start out, they looking really good, and was not able to finish the tower that they committed themselves to. We committed our walk to God. Are we able to finish this walk? And Jesus said, and is not able to finish it, and all be that beheld it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. I can tell you, we have seen many examples, very sad examples, of people starting out and not finishing. And it's by the grace and mercy of God that any of us will finish. Hallelujah. And so, it all looked very good for Solomon. Multitudes came from around the world. I mean, he was big. He was big. He's bigger than the United States. He was so big. Worldwide fame. The Queen of Sheba came all the way to see Solomon. And to see, it wasn't just seeing the glory of the palace and his kingdom, which they just is breathtaking, they say. It was just such a glory because God placed his hand upon it. It wasn't just that. It was the great wisdom that had, his name had spread throughout the world. They knew of his great wisdom, the wisdom of Solomon. And people still talk about it today. He has the wisdom of Solomon. And they came to see it. But most of all, they came to see his wisdom. They got up, queued up to come and bring their cases before King Solomon. And they all marveled at such wisdom, which of course was the gift of God. And nothing could stand before his great wisdom, for God was with him. However, brother and sister, I want you to listen carefully. God is not impressed with your gifts. We need to understand this. It doesn't thrill God when he sees a gift on you. And the reason for it is because he gave it. The gift comes from God, and it's not of man. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:8, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men." So never let us forget that fact. Give all glory to where it rightfully belongs. Now the Bible also says, we read in Romans 11:29, "For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance." You know, there's some people are just gifted. I don't understand. But God chose that. And he chooses to give you a gift. And you have responsibility with that gift. As you administer that gift, you are responsible to God how you conduct it. Because you can misuse a gift. People have, and I don't want to go into that. But you can misuse a gift, and it can be of God even. So gifts and callings of God are without repentance. So what does impress the Lord about our life? Because we're gifted? No. Because we're used of God? No, that doesn't impress him at all. What impresses him is the condition of your heart. In Psalm 51:15, we read, "O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it," it says. "Thou delightest not in burnt offerings." God doesn't get all thrilled about those things, sacrifices and burnt offerings. But it says, "The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." That has more impact to God than all your gifts put together. So, Solomon was tested. The test will come for all of you. And maybe it has come already. Maybe there's more to come. The test will come. You see, brothers and sisters, it's real easy to be a Christian in a church environment. Real easy. And to have a testimony, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. But when daily pressures and testings come, how will we react to that? Because you're going to be tested when the church is not there and the brothers and sisters are not there. You're going to be put through a test and God's watching. Now, Solomon may have been blessed of God. But when worldly influences came, as we said before, as the Bible says, through his worldly wives, oh, he got messed up on the wrong thing big time. He had 1,000 to handle. Sometimes one's the trouble. He had 1,000 wives. When the worldly influences came with these wives, something drastically was missing in Solomon's life. This is an incredible thing. A man can be so blessed and so gifted, and thousands of people rallied to see his ministry. Something was missing. Solomon lacked the heart for God. Now that's the Bible. And you're going to watch yourself. You're going to be blessed, used of God, and gifted and all that. And that's nothing wrong with that. But what about the heart? God is looking for that heart. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4. And it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. Solomon had the wisdom. He had the wisdom to know these gods were evil. He had the wisdom to know they're wrong. But he lacked the heart for God to stay away from them. You can know what's wrong, and God can show you what's wrong, but do you have a heart for God to obey? A lot of people know what's wrong, but so few have the heart to obey. His heart was not perfect with the Lord. We can go through the forms of being a good Christian. People looking on, they see some good Christian traits, we'd say. People looking on see them. They see some good results. And even in the sight of God, listen to this, in the sight of God himself, we can keep the word. God took it out, they're keeping my word. You think, oh, this is good. But something is seriously missing. We lack a heart like King David had. We do. There's another striking example of a one-sided walk with God. I want to read from 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. Now listen carefully. All listening, say amen.
Amen.
And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. You can do it all right. You can do all the right things. I got a church. I do this. I do that. Whatever you want to bring. But it wasn't perfect. It was not with a perfect heart. He did it maybe out of duty. Oh, this is what I should be doing. God expects me to do this. So I'm going to do it. God says I shouldn't do that. I'm going to do it. Well, I'm not going to do it. God's looking at your heart. You can actually be doing it right, but your heart's not in it. I don't want that. I don't want that sort of religion, brother, sister. You give me a heart for God any day. You can keep your gold. You can keep your worldly entertainments and all your attractions. Keep it. Give me Jesus. I want all of him. Gold and worldly attractions are an absolute stealer of the soul. They'll take you down into hell if you let it take control. Jesus said this, Mark 4:19, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, all that so deceitful riches are, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful.
Praise the Lord for your word.
That's what it says. That's what it does. So we need to be very wary. You see, brother and sister, David had no excuses when he committed his life to God. David was a different character. He was a different sort to Solomon. Solomon loved the Lord, yes. Solomon was blessed, yes. Solomon was gifted, yes. But when it came to heart for God, he lacked it. The Bible says so. And brothers and sisters, any one of us can be in that position. We look committed. We're used of God and he blesses us. But where is our heart during the week? Where is your hunger and your loves during the week? Ask the question. You know what? God sees it anyway. He'd rather you have a consecrated heart on a heart of David. He was just a little shepherd boy out on the hills with his harp playing unto the Lord, singing praises to God, and he loved the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul. His soul thirsted for God in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, the Bible says. He sought for God. He wasn't interested in riches. He had riches. He had women. He had everything. He had 500 wives too. But his heart was for the Lord. Absolutely. You know what the Bible says? I love the scripture. In Psalm 57, verse 7, he said, "My heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and praise thee. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." David was a different breed from Solomon. I don't want to be a churchgoer. Oh, I go to church, that's great. Where's your heart? Is your heart for God or is it for something else? "Search me, O God," he said, David. Oh, he meant business. "Search me, O God," David said, "and see, Lord, if there be any wicked way in me." Is there some wickedness in there that's hiding in there? I love David's honesty. He was a special breed, I tell you. And you know what? Every child of God's the same. If you've been born of the Spirit, you have the same intensity, and you're fixed in your heart. Can you imagine David switching from the Lord his God unto idols? No way. Not David. He sought after the Lord. You say, "What? I don't have any idols." Idols could be anything that takes you away from God. Idols can be disobedience to his word. You know you should do it, but for whatever reason you say, I don't know about that. You know God sees it. Who wants to be right with the Lord? May God help us all. So we see that his heart was fixed. Savior made up his mind. Jesus made up his mind. The Bible says his heart was fixed to go to Jerusalem. When Jesus came to save your soul, his heart was absolutely fixed. "I'm going to Calvary. No one's going to stop me. No one's going to stop me. I'm going to save you." And that's how you should be towards him. Your heart is fixed. No one's going to lure you into some nonsense. "Oh, brother, you'll be great. You'll be this, you'll be that." Listen, I just want to give you Christ and him alone. In Christ alone, I want to be close to him. David switching to idols. Come on. But Solomon did. And he worshipped them. Solomon, with all the wisdom to know that it's wrong, did not have the heart to obey. We want the heart of David, brother and sister. When you have the heart of David, you'll obey his word. You won't question it. If God says it, that settles it. Do you believe this? Amen. Amen. That's good, but Sister Missy. That's the way. Amen. We do believe. People say, oh, I've got wives. I'm not talking about anyone here, I'm sure it's not an issue, but people got wives. Oh, my wife does not want me to go to church all the time, so I can't go every meeting. What sort of commitment is that? You see, brothers and sisters, Solomon was influenced. You're not going down to the temple, Solomon. Why don't you come to our idols, our gods out there? There's so many of them, and you put them up for us. You put up the statues. This is an anointed king of Israel. But not David. Never. David was a different man. His heart was for God. And brother and sister, I want my heart to be for God until the grave. I want to be standing for Him. If no one else stands, I'm going to stand. If no one else comes to church, I'm going to be here. Now you've got to be convinced in your heart, I'm going to be there. Not one of them persuaded David to leave off from the Lord. Not one of his wives. But he had 500, remember. Not one of them persuaded David to leave off from the Lord and to start following after some petty whim or impulse of others. He was not influenced. He was committed. As Jesus was committed. And you are committed. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, you will be committed. The church doesn't commit you. It's going to take more than the church. It's going to take more than a preacher to do it. You have to be committed by God. For He's coming for those who are committed to Him that love Him. I just love David. Wonderful Jesus. When you're fully persuaded by God, not by the church, and not by friends, and not by Christians around you. Oh, sister, you don't have to do that. Brother, you don't need to do this. Don't be a fool. You follow Christ and Him alone. He's given you His word. He knows what He says. This is your absolute, the Bible. And you must line up with this. One day you're going to be judged for it, what you did with His word. So we see that David was fixed. The heart of David is what we need. Wonderful brother. God loved him immensely. Nobody, just nobody, is going to stop David putting God first. My wife's not going to stop me. My children are not going to stop me. My relations are not going to stop me. But people get stopped at the stupidest things. They are not committed to God. I know it's true. We had a brother here named Harold Hildebrandt from Canada. Preached here. I've been to his house. Been to his church. Preached there. And he made a very, very profound statement, I felt, he said, from this pulpit. Some of you over here may remember this. He said once concerning visitors staying with him in his house. He got up. He said, this is Sunday morning, folks. The Lord's Day. They might have been relations that didn't even believe. Didn't make a difference to Brother Harold. Didn't make any difference. He said, this is Sunday morning, the Lord's Day, and we're going to church. If you want to stay here, you're welcome. But we go to the house of the Lord on the resurrection morning. When you don't go to church on Sunday, you dishonor the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know what Jesus said? In Matthew 6:31, therefore take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, worrying about what they're going to wear. It's so important to them. They can't get a nice dress to go to church, they don't go. I hope they don't say that, but that's an example. I can't go because I haven't got the right dress, whatever. He says, that's what the Gentiles seek after, clothes and all that stuff. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. When you put God first, he takes care of you. That's what King David did. He put God first above all things else. You're going to come to that point, and you're going to have to come to it if you haven't already. You're going to have to come to a decision, all of you, individually, to choose this day whom you'll serve. Either you're going to go all out for God, or you're going to be influenced by the world or associates or whatever to do this and to do that. But David said, my heart is fixed. I am determined. I've made up my mind. I will serve the Lord. You see, brother and sister, these things are very, very real. And today you're going to have to exercise it, and tomorrow you will too. I said, I wouldn't go to that church. If God leads you to go to that church, you go to that church. You don't be tossed to and fro by different groups. If the Holy Spirit leads you, you go. That's the truth, my brother and sister. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So we can have all these things. We can be blessed. We can be gifted. We can be used of God. We can have all those things. But how's the heart towards the Lord? Let's read that scripture again we read in the beginning. Which says, 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4. For it came to pass when Solomon was old. You know, you get to watch old age. That's true. When you get older, you got to be careful. Because you get swayed. You're not thinking straight, maybe. Because, you know, your brain doesn't always work as it should. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And those gods can mean a lot of things. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. David was not going to be deterred or put off. He just wasn't that type of material. He was a different character. He loved the Lord God with all his heart. He found the Lord out on the mountains, out amongst the sheep. David found the Lord, and he was anointed of God, and he served him right to the end. How old did he live for, brother? Taz? 71. You're older than he is. Isn't that amazing? David only lived to 71. That's my age, almost. But he served God. He turned the people to God. But his son, Solomon, didn't do that. Now let me just put this word in for Solomon, our brother. Because I believe he was our brother. He did repent of his ways at the end of his life. And I believe he'll be there on that day. And he's recorded in the scriptures, in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus, as recorded as in the line of the seed of Abraham. He's going to be there, brother. So I'm saying all those things. But listen, he messed up. Now David messed up too, we know. But it's a different type of mess, if you know what I mean. David may have messed up with Bathsheba, big time. And he had to pay the price for that. And there's a great repentance in his life for that. But through Bathsheba came Solomon. So God was keeping his eye on that seed of God all the way through. They messed up. But the thing was, David might have been fleshly challenged, as we say. Solomon, his spiritual alignment with God was tested severely. And that's more serious than messing up physically, if you know what I mean. So he repented of his ways. David repented, Solomon repented. And without the blood of Jesus, none of us are going to be there. We need the blood of Jesus Christ. Who believes that? And the only way into the kingdom is through Christ our Lord. But brothers and sisters, God is interested in your heart. He wants you to have a heart of David. You know where he wouldn't compromise. No way is he going to compromise on the Lord. He said his heart was fixed, and it was. I love these brothers. They're all for our example. They're written for our learning. God has spoken to the church this morning. You people out there around the world, this is for you too. Choose you this day whom you'll serve. Are you committed? Do you have the heart of David? Or do you have a looseness like Solomon had? God help us all. Shall we stand for prayer? Every heart bowed. God sees your heart. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows what you're thinking about the message right now. It's true, it happened. We cannot escape it. We have to make our own choices. What are we going to do, Lord? I'm going to go all the way with you. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going all the way with you. The coming of the Lord is at the door. We expect the trumpet to sound. We're expecting you, Lord, to appear. The world has gone without you, and they're in a terrible state at this time, Lord. But we want our hearts to be committed. No matter what they do to us, we want us to be committed to thee. And that comes by the grace and mercy of God in our life. Move upon our lives, Lord. Bless every person here, Lord. Help each one to make these choices. This is not a joke. This is reality. It's nothing to do with the church. It's to do with God and you. I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to be as David, have the heart of David. His heart was set towards the Lord. His heart was fixed. Is our heart fixed this morning, Lord? Help us to make these choices. Lord, it should be something we come to terms with. We can't escape it because we're going to be answerable one day. What did you do with Jesus Christ? When he is presented to you on that Sunday morning, what did you do with it? Just remember each one here, Lord. All those that are not here, that you'll help them too, Lord. Lord, just give us grace, I pray. In the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Anyone like prayer? Whatever. You're free to come. As we sing this song, I will serve him. Why? Because I'm a church member? No. I'll serve him because I love thee. Why? Because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. And he gave his life for us. He gave us all for you, right down to the last drop of blood. He gave it for you. What have you given for him? He wants all of you. I will serve him because I love him. I was Heartaches. You're going to have heartaches. You'll be have broken pieces. But brothers and sisters, when you give your life to Him and you die with Him on Calvary, you're identified in His death, burial, and resurrection. You are dead in Christ. When you're dead in Christ, you are crucified in the Spirit with Him. It's the only way to go. No other way. You're a child of God, you'll do it, because God's calling you. So let's just sing this once more. Praise the Lord. I will serve Him because I love Thee. I will serve Him
because I love Thee. I was nothing before You found me. You had given life to me.
Precious Lord Jesus, Lord,
Lord, we thank you for your precious blood, Lord, that cleanses us, Lord, makes us white as snow, Lord Jesus, that we would walk before you, Lord, standing in your righteousness alone, Lord. And we just, Lord, commit each person, Lord, each heart into your hands, Lord. Create in us a clean heart, Lord Jesus, this morning. May we serve you out of a pure heart, Lord, and may you take all the glory and all the praise, Lord. Keep us in this walk, I pray, as we run this race, Lord. And we just pray a blessing upon the food, Lord, and the fellowship as we go our way. Commit each one into your hands at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we just sing, Isn't He Wonderful, before we go?
Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? I have seen His appearance recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't He wonderful? That's my Lord, wonderful. I say, seek His appearance recorded in God's Word. Is in Jesus, my Lord, wonderful.
And then you are dismissed in the name of the Lord. God bless you.